And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
I'm gonna need Major Garrett to sit his ass down somewhere.
Whisperwatch.com.
And I don't know how else to say it. That's just the way I have to say it because that's the way I'm feeling right now. Did you hear the question that he asked President Barack Obama in the middle of an incredibly important press conference about making peace with Iran? Let me play it for you.
As you well know, there are four Americans in Iran, three held on trumped-up charges, according to your administration, and one whereabouts unknown. Can you tell the country, sir, why you are content with all the fanfare around this deal to leave the conscience of this nation and the strength of this nation unaccounted for in relation to these four Americans?
Oh. First of all, how in the world do you know what Barack Obama feels? What do you mean he's content? That is your projection. You have already decided how he feels. And then that's how you crafted your question. You have already decided that you are going to walk in and stand up in front of this man and tell him how he feels about what's going on and then ask a question around that. Now, what makes you think that you are in a position to try to read the mind of the President of the United States?
How can you ask such a question?
What? We doing mind reading now? You've been taking mind reading classes with Miss Cleo? Is that it? Is that the situation? So on top of being an asshole, you're a psychic now. Okay, that's what we're doing right now. Okay, that's what the White House press corps is into right now, I guess. And of course, Barack Obama called it nonsense and said that this fool should know better than to make that assumption and ask a question as if he is a journalist. That is not a question from a journalist. That's a question from a commentator. You already feel how you feel. And you were going to get up and grab some of that spotlight for yourself. I don't know if he's auditioning for his own show at Fox News or what. But I'm just saying, if you're going to be a journalist, be a journalist. But if you're going to be on some Bill O'Reilly shit, then be on some Bill O'Reilly shit and call it what it is.
This business about open-mindedness is nonsense.
Be upfront about it. And stop acting like you, stop trying to cloak yourself so that you can fall under the umbrella of journalist and that your stuff would be taken more seriously than it should be. That was a Bill O'Reilly question. That was a Sean Hannity question. That was a Tucker Carlson question. And then he gets on CBS News and tries to explain why he asked Barack Obama that question. Listen.
My question did not suggest he was content with the captivity of those four Americans. My question was about the contentment or the satisfaction or the realization that it was necessary within the context of this deal to leave them unaccounted for. That was the essence of the question. Clearly, it struck a nerve. That was my intention.
Okay, first of all, this nuclear deal has nothing to do, or prisoners in Iran, the two have nothing to do with each other right now. My problem is that this man doesn't seem to have any type of understanding of what he doesn't know. How do you know that Barack Obama is not working on something that is parallel to this or has nothing to do with this right now? How do you know that? You don't, and you didn't ask that question. He didn't stand up and say, Mr. President, is there some type of parallel deal or parallel negotiations or talks in regards to X, Y, and Z? That would have been a better question to ask. That would have been a more objective, more journalistic type of question to ask. You have to get the facts first instead of relying on your own ridiculous pseudo-psychoanalysis of somebody, instead of relying on your awesome Miss Cleo skills to tell you what the president is thinking. Maybe you should have been trying to gather some facts first.
What I've seen of people, most of them are pretty selfish.
And this intending to strike a nerve? What are you saying as an alleged journalist? What are you saying? That's something a commentator would do. Like I said, if you're going to be on some O'Reilly shit, then be on some O'Reilly shit. But don't pretend like you're a journalist with this mess, because this is nonsense. Like Barack Obama told you, it's nonsense. And you did try to make it all about you. Major Garrett's name was trending on Twitter the day he asked this question. And you hear it out of his own mouth. He intended to strike a nerve. That was his purpose for asking that question. Like commentators and bloggers intend to strike nerves to get people to come to their websites and click on their links.
This traffic continues to increase and flourish for one reason.
You acted like a glorified blogger when you asked that question. Okay, if that's what we're going to do, then let's just do that. But stop it with the pretenses. Stop it with pretending to be a journalist, because that was not a journalist's question. Maybe this does have something to do with white privilege, the fact that you feel like you can stand up and be talking about and asking these questions and making these assumptions and assigning feelings to this man instead of respecting to the position that he's in. You've already assigned your feelings to him, and then that's how you questioned him. That's where your question came out of. You standing up and making the assumption about this man and how he feels in regards to these prisoners in Iran. And again, like I said, he doesn't have any idea if there are any type of parallel negotiations or any type of other negotiations going on in regards to this situation that Barack Obama cannot reveal right now because they're in the middle of it. You don't know what's going on, and you didn't ask. You didn't ask like a real journalist would do. Maybe you need to change your name from Major Garrett to Major Asshole and leave it at that, because that's the way you were acting when you stood up and to this day is refusing to back down on the way he asked that question and his own intentions behind asking that question. This is not a press v. Obama antagonistic type of confrontation. This is Major Garrett trying to get on. This is Major Garrett auditioning for something, seemingly. This is Major Garrett trying to get trending on Twitter. This is Major Garrett acting like a blogger or a commentator. But then again, I have all types of problems with the press. Don't get me started on that. So maybe it will be contingent. How this shakes out will be contingent on how his colleagues respond to him.
What are you going to do about it?
So are y'all going to let him get away with that? Are you going to look at this white male and say, well, he must have had the best of intentions, so I'm not going to come down too hard on him? Or are you going to call this what it is? A douchebag trying to get noticed, in my opinion. Anyway, enough about that fool. I'll talk to y'all later.
Are you through already?
You better believe it, honey.
WhisperWatch.com